In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, definitely things you can fix, but, things you wish you had back.
What has the summer been like for you? What has the summer been like for you?
It's been cool. I've been working my whole life pretty much for this. You know, I sacrificed a lot of time towards football, and not just me, my family as well. And it's been a blessing, and hopefully it continues.
To even have a chance. I know you always are probably thinking about, you know, what you can accomplish and, you know, shooting for the stars, but when did it feel real? When did it feel like you did have a chance?
A chance in terms of
playing in the NFL?
It's kind of been something that has always felt so far away that it was never going to come, like, true in a way. So, you know, when I finally got here, it's just football at the end of the day. It's similar to the football I've done in the past, so I just nothing different once I got here. Just glad that I'm finally here.
What's the next couple of days going to be like for you?
Honestly, I haven't thought about it too much. Thought about it, but I haven't thought about after the game kind of thing. You know, like I always knew it was coming in the back of my mind, but I haven't thought about it finally being here. So, going to enjoy these next couple of days, yeah.
Joe, for a guy that had to kind of grind to get to college football and maybe not get the highest offers and then go what you did through at Bryan and then UB and then get here as a rookie, has that prepared you for no matter what happens between now and Tuesday, you're going to be okay with it?
I don't think the journey is going to be over one way or the other. I'm still going to work. I want to continue to play football in my life. And, yeah, I mean, I went through a lot to get here. And, if it doesn't work out the way I want it to, I'm used to it at this point, to be honest.
Sorry, Joe. What's the last week been like for your family and everybody?
My mom and dad have been getting a lot of people texting them. I come home every day and I see my dad texting people because he likes taking his time and writing out paragraphs and everything. A lot of people reaching out in the community to my mom as well. It's been cool. Yeah.
Joe, to have your cousin Bo here, what's that been like?
Yeah, I love Bo. Bo's a special kid, and, it's awesome to have him be here, have him cheer me on, and I know how much he means to me and how much I mean to him, so it's cool.
Joe, we get asked a lot if you could play Will linebacker a little bit, and I know that they have kind of used you there in some capacity. What's that like for you, kind of playing both sides as much as you can?
We stay in the linebacker room, especially for the young guys. We get taught both positions, and they expect us to know both positions. I've been playing predominantly Mike since a week in the camp, but I feel comfortable playing Will too. Reps is always good to get, no matter which one you're playing. Yeah.
I know you've been focusing on trying to win a job, but have you allowed yourself at all to kind of soak in everything that has been this journey, especially the last few weeks?
The last week's been a little crazy. Had a lot more on my plate this week, I would say, in terms of just responsibility and stuff like that. I'm here to try and continue my career and try and be the best I can for this organization, no doubt.
So you talk about continuing your career. Do you think you proved, whether it's here or somewhere, that you belong in this league?
I think I proved I could play. That's not obviously up to me. Try not to worry about things out of my control, to be honest.
Talk about the crazy week. Not a lot of undrafted free agents have to deal with the fanfare of playing for their local team. How have you kind of dealt with that and, trying to focus and on just doing your job here?
Uh, Yeah, I don't know how I've done. It's been, like I said, it's been a wild week compared to, like, the weeks before. I had a lot more stuff I had to take care of just in my, like, personal life, per se. But, yeah, it's just trying to find that balance. We're professionals at the end of the day. And, you know, like, what I had to deal with is probably nothing compared to a lot of household names. So, yeah, hopefully there's more to come.
Joe, where do you think your biggest growth came from the minute you stepped into a Buffalo Bills rookie camp to now? Where was your biggest growth?
Probably my understanding of the game. I kind of had a similar experience when I went to UB and I transferred from Bryan to UB. Going into a new system, a new scheme. You think you know football and then you get somewhere else and they kind of explain it different, look at football different. So kind of opens your eyes up. So when I got here, kind of the same process. Even like elevated more, you know, just how smart some of these players are. It's mind blowing. So trying to get there slowly but surely.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.